Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, do you see a smooth path forward for this after all the commotion we heard at last night's meeting?
Oh, I think so. The commotion we heard at last night's meeting was pretty predictable. There is growing concern all around the Bay Area about an income gap between those that have jobs and housing and those that don't. And the fear is that a Google village, or turning San Jose into Google town with this massive influx of jobs and office space down in the heart of the downtown, is going to do that with San Jose. But, you know, a lot of the people speaking out there, that's a preamble to say, okay, we want something out of the deal as well to help our various organizations. So I think we got people chaining themselves to the seats, but the vote's been taken, and now they're just going to go into the community benefits part of it. But I think this is going to roll on.
You know, Phil, one of the nuggets that came out of that whole process, the realization that San Jose, a city of over a million people, one of the biggest cities in America, has the fewest jobs within the city limits per working resident in America. In other words, people get up in the morning, shave, shower, and then leave San Jose to go work somewhere else.
In fact, over 60% of San Jose residents that have jobs actually commute out of the city for work, according to the city assistant city manager, who gave a report last night. You know, it's interesting, Stan, you're absolutely right, because when we think of San Jose, we actually think of a region. We think of an area. You know, remember, it's Mountain View, it's Palo Alto, maybe not Palo Alto, but it's Cupertino, it's Redwood City, it's down south. It's a whole area there. That sort of gets, but the city of San Jose, actually, a lot of people, it's a bedroom community, and it has been. And this is part of the move we're seeing Bay Area-wide that says, okay, let's start putting the jobs closer to the housing, and you're going to put this at a transit hub, Dearden Station. So I'm not sure what it's going to do for San Jose, but you can be betting that it's in addition to whatever happens at San Jose. It's going to be drawing workers in from the Central Valley, and it's going to be drawing them in from San Francisco, because you're going to be hooked up with rail line. You're going to have commuter services. It's going to be big. It's also interesting, Stan, to note, on this deal, what's not in it. We're not seeing, you know, big subsidies. Remember when Amazon was talking about, you know, relocating its corporate headquarters? They were actually putting the thing out to bid. What are you going to give us to come? In this case, Google, you know, not only makes money, but it makes jobs. And so far, I haven't seen them ask for much in return. They're even going to pay for the land.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.